quite familiar with the story about the Good Samaritan. Like you, I've read it many times. I've heard about this story growing up. But for the first time this week, I read it with new eyes. When you read about the Good Samaritan, I always read it through the eyes of the Good Samaritan. It's the story about the Good Samaritan. But for the first time this week, I read it through the eyes of the half-dead man on the side of the road. For a number of reasons, but primarily because there's been so much death. This year in our land, this last month, this last week, there's been so much death. So many half-dead people laying on the side of the road. It's been a troubling month and week for us. So I first read it through the eyes of this half-dead man on the side of the road for the first time this week. Because I've been troubled, like you, every time I turn on the news and see all this death, 49 murdered in Orlando by the hands of a terrorist on our soil. 5 officers gunned down while trying to protect people in Dallas. And one officer struggles for his life right now in St. Louis after just pulling someone over on the side of the road yesterday. And that's just the news stories. Who knows what else is to come? Another 21,000 unborn children were murdered in the womb just in the past week in the U.S. Denied their right to life, their choice to live. No one seems to be talking about that anymore. Or the people who are starving, who lack basic food and shelter. Even people right here in our own city of Clinton. Who knows the number of martyrs who have died for their faith, our brothers and sisters overseas who've stuck out their necks and were beheaded simply because they believed in our Lord. There's been so much death in our country and throughout the world this last month. I finally read this story through the eyes of the dead man. And I'm not just troubled by that, I'm troubled by our reaction. It seems like all we do is point fingers. We jump on our agendas in these trains and we just like to blame the other people for whatever. Can we not just mourn anymore? Can we not just mourn the death of these people anymore? Can we not just stop and mourn? Mourning is not a click of the mouse. It's not a share of a post. It's a matter of the heart. Can we not just mourn death anymore in our country? Can we not just stop and mourn people who are dying, who are laying half dead on the side of the road? Can we just mourn? Or people just act like they don't care because they actually don't. People are so apathetic. Can we not just have compassion anymore? Can we not just show love and mercy for those who are half dead on the side of the road? The very heart of Christ beats with compassion and love and mercy. The world is doing a better job at showing mercy and love and compassion on these people than the very heart of Christ. The very heart of Christ beats with compassion on these people who are half dead on the side of the road, especially the broken, especially the sinners. Can we just show them love and compassion and mercy? I have been so troubled this week, like you, about everything that is going on. Because the man half dead in this story is all around us. And half-dead people lead to completely dead people when they're left unloved for and uncared for, when they're left all alone without mercy or compassion, when they're left there to die on the side of the road and no one goes up to them anymore. finally read the story through the eyes of the dead man this week. And I'm mourning. Because we must have compassion. A lawyer comes to Jesus and he says, "Who's my neighbor?" And Jesus tells him a story that a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed him, leaving him half dead. This man was jumped by an angry mob of robbers who stripped him naked and beat him and left him a bloody mess, took all of his possessions, left him on the side of the road. Think about what he went through. His eyes a bloodied, sweaty mess, waiting to die. And then lo and behold, a priest comes, a man of God, one who has a heart that beats with compassion and love for people. A man of God is coming to his rescue, and he passes by the other side. He knew he was dead then. When a priest of God won't even help, who will? And just before his last breath, he hears the rustling of the sand beneath some sandals, and he opens his eyes and he sees a Levite walking right to him, who came across the other side of the road and was walking right to him, a child of God, one of the chosen people of Israel, a brother. He would come and help and redeem him and deliver him. It was his redemption, and that Levite stood over his face, and to think what he must have saw when he saw the one who could deliver him and heal him standing right over him. And this just shake his head in disgust and walk by the other side. No one was there to show him compassion until he saw a Samaritan, an enemy of God's people, one who had been thrown out of the northern tribe of Israel because they committed idolatry. They broke God's covenant. They were an enemy of God's people, one who would come surely to kill him, one who didn't have a heart that beat with compassion or love or mercy. Coming right towards him, he knew it was the end of his life when he saw his enemy coming. And as that Samaritan journeyed, he came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and he bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I'll repay it when I come back." Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? And he said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." You must show mercy. You must show compassion, especially upon the broken. You must repent of all of your sin, because it's left you once completely dead on the side of the road. I wish the lawyer would have asked a different question. I wish he would have asked, "Then who is my God?" He comes up to Jesus. He says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus says, "How do you read the law? How do you read it?" And he says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus says, "You're right, do this and you'll live." And the lawyer responds, "Then who's my neighbor?" He doesn't have a problem with the first commandment to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul. I wish he would have asked. I wish he would have asked Jesus, "Then who's my God? And how do I love him with my whole heart?" Because Jesus would have had a much different story. And I think it might have gone something like this. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among his own sins that chained him and bound him and ripped apart from him every good thing that he had and left him for dead. But then a deeply loved pastor known for pointing others to their good works, came by. And he passed by the other side. And then an angel with a bag labeled security, filled with a house and wealth and a good job and good health, came. And he passed by the other side. And then a spirit came and stood over his face. A spirit of enlightenment with wisdom and insight into all the ways of the world. That everyone was slowly marching to the same beat of his drum to their own graves. And he shook his head in disgust. And he passed by the other side. But then a man came, who was journeying from an empty grave, and when he saw you, he had compassion. He went to you and bound up your wounds, pouring on blood from his cross and water with his name, and he carried you in his own arms and brought you to the church and took care of you. And after some time, he took out two more drops of his blood and gave them to the keeper of the church and said, "Take care of him, and whatever more sin befalls him, I will repay when I come back." Which of these do you think proved to be God to the man who fell among his sins? And he said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Love this God with all your heart, because he first loved you." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has compassion on us.